so long, I can't wait to get back home. Home to the Lone Star State another day, I just can't wait. Look out, boys, I'm headed your way. I got a mind that wanders in a 57 Chevrolet. Hold on tight, I got a license to fly. With a pedal to the metal, watch me roll on by. While I boogie back to Texas.
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 We're gonna boogie back to Texas, 8 beats to the mile. Rolling out of New York.
Oh yeah, that is Asleep at the Wheel with Boogie Back to Texas, and that is what we do every Wednesday night on The Voice of Vashon, 101.9 FM, KBSH LP, Vashon Island, Washington. We boogie back to Texas with songs from Texas musicians. Well, my definition of a Texas musician. I'm your host, Jeff Fletcher, and it's truly a pleasure to pull this show together for you every single week. I asked Terry who her favorite musicians were, and after the understandable caveats like, maybe this week, but others next week, she came up with a list, and I selected songs from those musicians. And so tonight, our show is called Terry's Faves, and we're going to start off with a couple of trained songs from very different types of performers, leading off with Michelle Schacht. And If Love Was a Train.
If love was a train, I think I would ride me a slow one. Train, I think I would ride me a long one. Ha! Ha! Hear me talking, talking. $50 cars long. Oh, what's the use of my old train these days? Ain't got no engine, much less no cables. Ain't that right?
It's gonna be said the brakeman is tired. Your seat is reserved with exceptions for no luggage allowed. It will be there right on time at the station. Even if midnight must come at high noon, and you will not know that train's destination, and you'll not leave late. You may sit beside fear and go worse than lonely, or travel with trust and love and faith restored. These choices you have, and these choices only, when the train rolls in.
Yeah, the Flatlanders with Midnight Train from their Wheels of Fortune album, released in 2004. Of course, the Flatlanders are kind of Joe Ely on vocals on that song. Jimmy Dale Gilmore, who wrote Midnight Train, and Butch Hancock, three musicians from the Lubbock area who all went to high school together at Monterey High School. You also heard Rob Gerson on the slide, and he did a mighty fine job on a train, and Skip Edwards on Hammond B3. They teamed up in the early 70s to form the band and only stayed together as a band for a few years, and then each went off on his own separate career. They played on each other's records and sometimes come together to perform. They're really excellent songwriters and musicians, each in his own right. Before the Flatlanders, we heard Michelle Shocked and If Love Was a Train, and that came from her Short, Sharp, Shocked album that was released in 1988. On that cut, and the entire album, as a matter of fact, she was joined by Pete Anderson on guitar. She's from Dallas and has had a controversial image, to say the least, but she did perform on the island a number of years ago, and she asked island musicians to join her on the stage at the Vashon Theater for different songs, and that was really a fun night. You are listening to Terry's Faves on Terry's Favorite Texas Musicians, at least for this week, on Boogie Back to Texas. I'm your host, Jeff Fletcher, and thanks for listening. Tonight's musicians seem to have one thing in common: songwriting, especially the lyrics at the forefront. And we turn next to two of the best at telling a story with some pretty vivid phrases and precise language that takes you right to the scene. And we're going to lead off with James McMurtry. And this is a song that Terry requested. It's the only song that she demanded that I play out of the whole set Otherwise, I could pick all the songs, but this one Terry demanded, and it's James McMurtry with State of the Union.
My brother is a fascist, lives in Palacios, fishes the pier every night. He holsters his Glock in a double retention, he smokes while he waits for a bite. He don't like the Muslims, he don't like the Jews, he don't like the blacks, and he don't trust the news. He hates the Hispanics and alternate views, he'll tell you it's tough to be white. My sister's a Christian, she likes to go fishing, she don't mind my brother at all. He puts her on redfish and flounder and trout, and they tear up the flats in the fall. She gets back to Dallas all sunburnt and sour, worn out from slinging plugs hour after hour, seeing spots when she closes her eyes in the shower. She don't see a conflict at all. It's the state of the union, I guess. It's always been iffy at best. We're all in the family, the cursed and the blessed. It's the state of the union, I guess. We're all in the family, the cursed and the blessed. It's the state of the union, I guess. Mother turned 80, consummate lady, we took her to Golden Corral. Cause she likes the yeast rolls and Bourbon Street chicken, we ought have known better by now. Cause me and my brother got into it good, I called him a hick and he called me a hood. He said Dad always treated his Mexicans good, I guess you think you're better somehow. Yeah, you think you're better, cardigan sweater, snowflake if ever there was. You think you're so cool cause you did good in school, you got whipped every day on the bus. Sister lit out for the shouting got worse, went to Wednesday night prayer at the new Christian church, with a cross on her neck and a nine in her purse. She might be the wisest of us. It's the state of the union, I guess. We're all in a hell of a mess. We're all in the family, the cursed and the blessed. It's the state of the union, I guess. It's the state of the union, I say. Christmas dinner might be hell to pay. So how about them cowboys and have a blessed day? It's the state of the union, I say. It's the state of the union, I guess. It's always been iffy at best. We'll do all we're able with what we got left. It's the state of the union, I guess. We'll do all we're able with what we got left. It's the state of the union, I guess.
Out in the parking lot. I was sitting on the fender of someone else's truck, drinking Old Crow whiskey, hot 7-Up out in the parking lot. Well, you can hear the band playing right through the wall. There ain't ain't no cover charge. There ain't no last call out in the parking lot. Now there's a couple of cowpokes putting up their dukes. Wasn't much to it after both of them puked out in the parking lot. Now someone called the police, and the police finally came, and they wrote them a couple of tickets, and they took a couple of names out in the parking lot. I'd love to see the neon dancing on the gravel. I'd love to hear the pickup trucks come unravel. And some have given up, some have given in. Looks like everybody's looking for a friend out in the park. Whoops, there's a couple who could not wait to get home. Now they're probably in love, so let's leave them alone out in the parking lot. Now the band is on the bus, they're all loaded up to leave. But the drummer's got a girlfriend and she's tugging at his sleeve out in the parking lot. Well, I'd love to see the neon dancing on the gravel. I'd love to hear the pickup trucks come unravel. Some have given up, some have given in. Looks like everybody's looking for a friend out in the parking lot. Now everybody's gone. They've shot out all the lights, and the dust begins to settle, and it's never been so quiet out in the parking lot.
Yeah, that was Guy Clark from Monahans, Texas. Without in the Parking Lot, that was a live recording from his album Keepers. Came out in 1997, and that was his first live recording, although I know there's one of his playing on Austin City Limits that I have. Playing with Guy on that one at Daniel's Corner in Nash, Vegas, was his longtime musical partner, Vern Thompson. And Daryl Scott was on Everything String, I believe, on that dobro as well. And Daryl Scott co-wrote that song with Guy Clark. Susie Ragsdale was a backup vocals and accordion. Daryl Scott also played with Robert Plant and Nancy Griffith in the Band of Joy, whom you've heard here on Boogie Back in the Past. We're coming up on the second anniversary of Guy's death, and I may have to replay that tribute show I made after his death in May of 2016. We were lucky to see him a couple of times live on Austin City Limits. Before Guy, we heard James McMurtry with State of the Union. He was born in Fort Worth, and he lives in Austin, and he often writes about down-and-out people and towns, and that in a way that sometimes makes me both angry and sad. He's got quite a few political songs, including one called We Can't Make It Here that is really a great song, but I can't play it on the radio. Pretty powerful takedown of W and the Iraq War and Walmart. He also wrote the song Cheney's Toy. He occasionally plays at the Continental Club in Austin at midnight on Wednesdays with his band, the Heartless Bastards. And yes, that last name may be familiar, as he's the son of novelist Larry McMurtry, who wrote Lonesome Dove. You're listening to Boogie Back to Texas on The Voice of Vashon. I am your host, Jeff Fletcher, playing some songs by Terry's, my current spouse, by the way, my only spouse for 30-some years, her favorite Texas musicians. Thanks for listening, and thanks to our supporters, including the Vashon Theater, the island's one and only movie house since 1947, striving to have something for everyone. The Vashon Theater has expanded their offerings to include National Theater, Bolshoi Ballet, Opera, and Art and Architecture Series. Information about all films at VashonTheater.com. Watch locally. And VOV programming support is provided by Dental Care of Vashon. Whether you're suffering from tooth or gum discomfort, damaged or missing teeth, sleep issues, or are in need of crowns or dental implants, Dr. DeMova and her team will bring you relief and renewed confidence in a comfortable, caring environment at 206-463-2915 or dentalcareofvashon.com. Well, next up are two female musicians who are pretty fine songwriters in their own right, and they're singing about some loves that are in different kinds of flux. And we're going to lead off with Sarah DeRose and her song, Come Around.
Just when you start to look away, and I don't know what I should say, I can't distinguish night from day, then you come around. Just when things are looking down and everybody's wearing frowns, the king went and misplaced his crown, but it'll come around. Of hope becoming thrill, and I know it will. Just when life seems like a lost cause, people spinning words into angry flaws. I may be bold, but I'll come around. I don't want to lose my faith in you. Sometimes I don't have a clue what I've done and what I should do. I'll come around.
Jump into the night, gas up and down, shift, cruise up the coast on the FM drift. It's funny. You try loving the bottle, try loving a box, play it all night long, dance till you drop, but it sure got so old, baby. But it's not flesh and blood. You don't look for love, it's gonna look for you. Well, you found me, honey, and you sound so good. You're the object of my affection, not a dream or make-believe. You're the object of my affection, come to me. Depressants, and you're the object of my affliction, not a phantom fantasy. Yeah. You're the object of my affection. Come to me.
John Colvin, now from Austin, and her song, Object of My Affection, from her 1992 album, Fat City. Hand claps in that song were courtesy of Joni Mitchell. John has been nominated for 10 Grammys. She's won 3. She and Steve Earle recently had an album come out together, and she's got a brand new album out, also called Starlighter. And she's touring in support of that album, and she's going to be at the Triple Door in the latter part of June. I think I'm going to be at table 112. At the Triple Door. Before Sean, we heard Sarah Jarosz with Come Around from her 2011 album, Follow Me Down. The backup vocals were provided by Daryl Scott, who played on Guy Clark's song. All these little intricate matches among the musicians in Texas. We also heard Bella Fleck on the banjo. Sarah was born in Austin, and she's pretty precocious and incredible musician on all things string, especially on the mandolin. She signed her first record deal while still a senior in high school. We're here on Boogie Back to Texas. I'm your host, Jeff Fletcher, playing my lovely spouse's favorite Texas musicians, at least favorite ones this week. We're going to start off this next set with not only a favorite musician, but also one of both of our favorite songs from the last 20 years that we lived in Texas. And it's Robert Earl Keen with a song he wrote with Lyle Lovett. And this version is live from the ASCAP Creative Music Awards in 2012, where Lyle was honored with the ASCAP Creative Voice Award. Here's Robert Earl Keen and This Old Porch.
I met Lyle Lovett in 1976 in College Station, Texas, the home of Texas A&M University, where we were both students. And I used to hang out on this old porch with my ragtag bunch of buddy pickers, ne'er-do-wells, wannabes. And all of a sudden one day, this really cool guy with a ton of hair and a really nice bicycle drove up on the lawn. And I thought, this guy has style and poise. And I didn't even know what style and poise was back then. But I knew he had it. And he also had, you know, really good manners and stuff. And he says, hey, I like what you're playing. And we said, thank you. And he said, I'd like to play a song with you. And it was kind of like, let's say, think Kelsey Grammer walked into Hee Haw or something. You know, it was a little different. And that began a friendship that I've had for more than 30 years with Lyle. And we've spent most of those years talking about the merit of a good song or a great song. And that's where it all begins. And I want to say that if there's anybody in this room that knows the merit of a great song and has written a great song, it's Lyle Lovett. So I am so proud and honored to be here tonight. And so great, Lyle. I'm so proud of you. Fantastic. Thank you. I had to wake the drummer up again. This old porch is like a big old red and white Hereford bull, standing under a mesquite tree. Out in Iowa, Dulce just keeps on playing hide and seek with that hot August sun. Sweating and a pant, cause his work is never done. And this old porch is just a steaming, greasy plate of enchiladas, lots of cheese and onions, a guacamole salad. You can get them at the LaSalle Hotel in the old downtown, with iced tea and a waitress, she'll smile every time. This old porch is the palace walking on the main street in Texas. Never seen or heard the day GNR and X's with that 62 post. It's almost faded down, and it's screened without a picture since Giant came to town. Gray-haired 70 years of Texas, he's doing all he can not to give in to the city. And he always takes a rent late, so long as I run his cattle. He picks me up at dinner time, I listen to him rattle. He says the brass still runs muddy like she's run all along. Ain't never been no cane to grind, cotton's all but gone. You know this brand new Chevrolet, it was sung back in 60, and there won't nobody listen to it. They all think it's crazy. This old porch is just a long time waiting and forgetting, remembering the coming back, not crying about the leaving, and remembering the falling down and the laughter of the curse of luck from all those passers-by who said we'd never get back up. This old porch is just a long time waiting and forgetting, remembering the coming back, not crying about the leaving, and remembering the falling down and the laughter of the curse of luck from all those sons of bitches who said we'd never get back up.
Ricky got the quarters for the table and broke while I pulled hard on the sorrow and smoke. Raising up my bottle, I looked for a chance as you set your glass down on the bar with a glance at me. Down at the Horseshoe Lounge, shuffleboard and neon light. Down at the Horseshoe Lounge, cigarettes and whiskey tonight. Ricky said she's out of your league, let her go, as I watch you pick your partner on that old dance floor. I know it didn't work out the first time we tried, but I'd do anything to have you by my side again. Down at the Horseshoe Lounge, peel the label off a Miller Lite. Down at the Horseshoe Lounge, I sit here thinking about you every night. Are you the one who faltered? Was I the one who strayed? Maybe God left us out of the plans he made. Beginnings and things that never start, for these are the ghosts that run around in my heart. When I see that where I'm going isn't where I wanna be, I get the urge to look you up, see if you would come and meet me. Down at the Horseshoe Lounge, hey buddy, have you got a light? Down at the Horseshoe Lounge, sit here thinking about you every night. Ricky got the quarters for the table and broke while I pulled smoke.
Slade Cleaves with Horseshoe Lounge from his album Broke Down that came out in 2000. Slade was born in Maine, but he moved to Austin to join the whole cadre of songwriters down there. And like James McMurtry, he often sings of folks who are down on their luck or just down and out. There is a Horseshoe Lounge in Austin. It's on South Lamar, and local lore is that's where Willie used to drop in and play in the early days. I've been in there. Sounds a little bit like Slade's Horseshoe Lounge, too. Before Slade, we heard Robert Earl Keen, and this old porch is like a steamy, greasy plate of enchiladas with lots of cheese and onions and a guacamole salad, and man, I'm hungry. Great song, and that was on Lyle's first album as well. Robert did a nice job telling the backstory of that song and his relationship with Lyle. You're listening to Boogie Back to Texas with your host, Jeff Fletcher, and thanks for listening, and thanks to Terry for picking these great Texas musicians. And thanks to our supporters, including Gravy, serving a seasonal, locally sourced menu, supporting many Vashon Farms. Dinner is served Thursday through Monday at 4 to 9. And then Sunday at Gravy's Barbecue. Full service catering, always available. Patio seating in the sunshine months. Today would be a great day for that. Gravy on the highway, in the heart of town. It's all Gravy. And Voice of Vashon really thanks Windermere Real Estate for its support, making our community information programming and our emergency alert service possible. Well, next up, we listen to a couple more women, but this time a bit of kick, a little bit of grit. We're going to lead off with Big Mama Thornton and her song. Well, not her song, but a song I think you maybe have heard before. Here's Big Mama and Hound Dog.
You ain't nothing but a hound dog.
Thank you.
That was Eliza Gilkison with Mama's Got a Boyfriend, one of my favorite albums, Nina Gerber Live. Good music with good people. That album is made up of songs from the annual Kate Wolf Memorial Music Festival between, I think the festivals were between 1999 and 2004. Every once in a while they're still going on, but this album came from 99 through 2004 in California. Nina plays guitar on all the cuts, including the slide that you just heard there. And on this album, she accompanies folks like Jackson Browne, Bruce Cockburn, John Gorka, and as you heard, Eliza Gilkison, who's a part-time resident from Austin. And Nina wrote Mama's Got a Boyfriend, and Eliza did a pretty fine job with it as well. Before Eliza, we heard another mama, Big Mama Thornton, with Hound Dog. She was the first one to record that classic Lieber and Stoller tune in 1952. It remained number one on the R&B charts for 7 weeks, and it sold almost 2 million copies. In addition to being a really good blues singer, she played the drums and harmonica. She was born in Alabama. Her music career, though, took off when she went to Houston, and she played in the clubs there. And a different kind of blues was kind of evolving at that time, with some more brass and jumpy rhythms and snappy little songs. She also recorded Ball and Chain and had a big hit with that, and that's the same song, of course, that Janis Joplin had a big hit with a number of years later. You're listening to Boogie Back to Texas with your host, Jeff Fletcher, and spinning some tunes from artists that Terry has recommended. Thanks to her, and thanks to you for listening. Speaking of blues, we have another female blues artist lined up, and Sue Foley. Sue has a brand new album out called Ice Queen, and this is a cut from that album called Gaslight on The Voice of Vashon.
It's the same old trick, it's the
Sue Foley, and born in Canada, now out of Austin, Texas, and her song Gaslight from her brand new album Ice Queen. Also on that album, there are some cameo appearances from Billy Gibbons of ZZ Top, and that's a nice cut. We'll play that later on in a couple weeks. Charlie Sexton and Jimmy Bond, formerly of the Fabulous Thunderbirds, and some other bands as well. We're going to hear more from that album, as I said, from the coming weeks, because it's a good one. I'm Jeff Fletcher, your host of Boogie Back to Texas, and as we go out the door, I want to thank my spouse, my chief critic and supporter, for picking the artist for the show tonight, and we're going to go out the door with another one of favorites of Terry's and mine that we saw quite a few times when we lived in Austin, the Fabulous Thunderbirds. Here they are with a just killer piano player that I can't find who it is, but I'm going to try to find out. You just might as well get up and dance right now, because you will be soon. Here they are with My Babe.
Y'all here.
She knocks your back band and miss.
the fabulous Thunderbirds on Boogie Back to Texas on The Voice of Vashon. Thanks for listening.
Coming back home to me, you see.